producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, assorted bad guys, those that are monitoring my radio show on a daily basis, all you communists, you that work for, well, you little minions that work for the bigger minions, because all things are in my Father's hands. Thank you for joining the Sons of Liberty today, as well as the good people out there. We appreciate you. And you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, first and foremost, I want you to understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. We follow him that is right, that has never been proven wrong, upon whom the government sits upon his shoulders. His name is Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Just saying, just so you know. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday, we were talking about profiteers of governing, and these are the ones that got caught. And I started it off by actually bringing forth a quote by the first president of the United States of America, none other than the father of this nation under Jesus Christ, our big brother, the captain of our salvation, Mr. George Washington. He said, "Few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder." And how right on is this individual? Well, folks, since yesterday, I've dove in a little bit deeper, and then I went a little bit deeper, and then I went a little bit deeper. But I want to tell you, as I dove in deeper and deeper and deeper, the waters were open to me. It wasn't hard to find the information. And I'm going to bring about part two of what we were talking about from yesterday. And again, George Washington said, "Few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder." It is absolutely incredible, friends, how those that are to serve we the people are found guilty serving themselves. And yesterday I kind of laid the premise and I laid the question to you, my listeners, here at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. What is the problem with our country? Why are we in trouble? Now yesterday I'd shared with you many criminals that were caught, and I'm going to share many more with you today. And these are representatives, again, that were found actually serving themselves. Or they're sitting in jail right now for corruption charges, bribery, inside trading, whatever the case may be. We'll get to it, and we'll be more specific as we go along. But again, friends, what I want to lay to your candor today is, how is it that American politicians are garnering so much wealth? I thought we had a financial crisis in this country. Well, the crisis falls to we the people, not those, the demigods, that are there to serve we the people. Because we found that just yesterday, that Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, he's also classmates with none other than Billy and Hillary Clinton. Did you know that he's worth $104 million? How's he coming up with all that money? Oh, and by no means am I saying that every one of these individuals are guilty. But I want to tell you this. I do want to know how they are making it out, how they are making their wealth, how they are garnering all this wealth in the face of the American people that are, for some reason, broke, having hard times. They're constantly climbing up the mountain. They're working 12 to 14 to 16 hours a day. But again, talking about these that serve we the people, for some reason, man, they're worth millions. As a matter of fact, Scott Peters of California, he's worth $112 million. Or even going over to Texas, Governor Rick Scott of Texas has a net worth of, listen to this, friends, $133 million. It's interesting that the call of God in my life is to actually go to the people that I understand, not to those that I don't understand. How are these people to understand the people in this country that are having hard times when they don't even have a clue as to know what it's like to hit up against hard times? Michael McCall of Texas, did you know, another Texan, he's worth $143.2 million. I'm trying to figure out where he gets his money from. John Delaney of Maryland, he's founded numerous companies that are now listed on, ready, New York Stock Exchange, and he's the only CEO of a publicly traded company to serve in the 113th Congress. Well, I mean, that guy's making a lot of money. And I'm trying to figure out how he's doing that. Jared Polis of Colorado, who is the first openly sodomite parent to serve in Congress, did you know that he has a net worth of $197.9 million? What? Where is that coming from, Jared? I'm kind of curious to know where all of that money is coming from. John Kerry, everybody knows who this snake is, a former U.S. Senator and current Secretary of State, which was earned primarily throughout his quarter-century-long service and through his wife, Teresa Hines Kerry, a high rest of the Hines catch-up fortune, and also a beneficiary to a number of trusts. This guy's a real leech. From the Forbes family fortune, did you know that John Kerry, friends, is worth $236 million? I mean, you'd think that if they were there really serving the people, there would be a whole mass of wealth that has been thrown on the American people that are working night and day to make sure ends meet. But not in their cases, friends. I shared with you that 268 of the 534 members of Congress, friends, are representatives, senators, those that serve we the people, they're millionaires. And you expect them to understand you if you're not a millionaire? If you're making $100,000 a year, $200,000 a year, they don't understand who you are. You know, it's interesting too, folks, is a lot of these politicians, it's bizarre how they have nothing and they go in to serve we the people again. And before you know it, they're up there amongst the millionaires. One of the 268 of the 535 members that are millionaires. And I'm not being facetious. This sickens me to the core. Mike Warner of Virginia, he holds a very large amount of wealth. He's estimated at $257.5 million. As a matter of fact, Warner made a lot of money during the telecom boom of the 1980s. How are they making their money? We're going to put this together, friends, in just a couple moments. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
As you're listening to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I wanted to highlight this really quick because this is something that I should have thrown in there last time, but John Delaney in the last segment, John Delaney of Maryland, he is worth, you ready for this, friends? Crazy numbers. John Delaney is worth, going back, he is actually worth, live radio, $232 million of Maryland. Pretty liberal state, isn't it? Folks, when we talk about the liberals, I always highlight the fact that when you're talking about the left or the liberals, you're talking about the lawless. Are not these politicians that are garnering wealth off the American people, who in many cases are guilty of attacking, perverting, distorting, and violating constitutional law in an attempt to set a new course for the American people? Read Proverbs 21, verse 21. Or, I'm sorry, Proverbs 24, verse 21, when you get a moment. How are they making their money? If they're lawless, friends, how are they making their money? Dianne Feinstein from California, she has a net worth. She's Mrs. Anti-Gunner herself. She's worth $41.78 million. Pretty crazy. What about Daryl Issa of California? You know that guy that just knows how to... He's a prosecutor, man. He knows how to drop the hammer, but he doesn't know how to indict or bring forth fruit concerning justice. Did you know Daryl Issa of California, he's worth $464 million? I thought there was a financial crisis in the state of California. Well, not with the representatives there isn't. Issa was the richest official in the United States, but has been recently dethroned by a southern governor from Tennessee, Bill Haslam. And how is that? Thanks to cheap gasoline. Really? Isn't it the government that controls gasoline? Bill's net worth is $2 billion. And these are the people that are there to serve you. How about they empty their accounts because they love their country and their people so much? I mean, this is ridiculous. And folks, there's nothing wrong with wealth. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But these people are capitalizing on the people that they are supposed to serve, no doubt. No question about it. Here, I'll prove my point. How is the president of the United States of America, you're going to have to answer this, how is the president of the United States of America worth $7 million when he's only paid $400,000 a year and he's been there for 7 years? Seven times four would be 28. So he would be worth about $2.8 million right now, not seven. I mean, the guy never successfully ran a candy store, friends. And now he's a millionaire and his net worth is $7 million. Folks, where's he getting his money from? Here, let me prove my point again. Majority minority leaders make an average of $194,400 a year. Majority and minority leaders. Not only was a ship owned by a member of Mitch McConnell's family busted transporting cocaine, but McConnell was also accused by Allison Lundergan of quadrupling his net worth on the backs of the Kentuckians that can't afford it. Folks, I've seen this guy at the GCN. He had a whole entourage of security around himself. What an absolute joke. Hey, folks, it can't fall any further than a Mitch McConnell, but you let him stay there. This guy is a clown. You can't trust a word that he says. He's got politician from the very top of his head to the very soles of his feet written all over him. And interestingly enough, when Mitch McConnell's family was busted transporting 90 pounds of cocaine, you never heard about it. You didn't hear a peep through the state-controlled media. No. Because he's protected by the state-controlled media, just like any other politician that's been there for year after year after year after year. They've sold their souls. Mitch McConnell is the 10th richest senator with a net worth of between $9.2 million and $36.5 million. How is that? He only makes $194,400 a year. How's he worth $36.5 million? You know I'm leading up to something, friends, but the obvious is the answer. Harry Reid. Folks, again, let me say this. When we're talking about, and not all of them again, but those that serve we the people, folks, you're not dealing with American government. This is what I'm highlighting is antithetical, friends, to who we are. This flies in the face of everything that we are, friends. They're not there to serve we the people. This is mob, for the most part, friends. And folks, that's not way out there. This is mob. This is crazy. This is stinking thinking. And friends, by the way, you can't make this stuff up. But nobody's ever taken the time to pull the curtain back to understand and ask real questions. How is it that you're making all of this money? Harry Reid's net worth is between $3 and $10 million. He only makes $194,400 a year. How is that? Well, Nancy Pelosi, her net worth is $26.43 million a year. How is that, friends? She doesn't even know the Constitution. She knows how to take orders and that's it. Just like Mr. Harry Reid. Just like Mitch McConnell, just like the President of the United States, just like Dianne Feinstein, just like Daryl Issa, just like Mark Warner, just like John Kerry, Jared Polis, John Delaney, Mike McCall, Governor Rick Scott, Scott Peters, Rich Blumenthal, they know how to take orders. Because there's no logical reason in 90% of the cases as to how they came up with their wealth, outside of the fact that the obvious. Now, speaking of obvious, what do you mean, Bradley? Well, how is it that in many cases they enter service with little to nothing, as I said during the first segment, and before you know it, they're self-made millionaires? No wonder why they want to stay. You know, the message today now is that if you're in government, you can go ahead and make a lot of money off the stupidity of the American people that allow it. You want to commit a crime? Just get into government now. And I'll tell you what, the state-controlled narrative and the big boys will protect you from the people that you're supposed to serve. That's exactly what's going on, and that's exactly the message that's going to our posterity. And folks, if they're lawless, does that not make them the mob? Because it's not government. They're not there enforcing the laws. They're there to evade the laws. And if you have enough money, you can buy injustice. Because these people are pro-con artists. They are pro at causing righteousness and judgment to be turned into wormwood. They'll sell justice and judgment, if you want to put it that way, if you have enough money. Just ask any lawyer. This is the message to the younger people. And these are the people that actually represent everything that I'm talking about concerning the corruptions in our government. And the names that I've been naming to you thus far, friends, you already know they're as crooked as they can be. And I'm just highlighting the fact that you are right. Is it inside trading? Of course it is. They get the heads up before the American people get the heads up as to what to buy and what not to buy. When to pull out and when to put your money in. Are they selling out to special interest groups? We already know that. We have politicians that are actually telling the American people today on the campaign trail that's exactly what's happening. Folks, when somebody tells you that they're selling out to special interest groups, it's not because they're trying to gain a lot of friends. They're trying to warn the people of the impending judgments and dangers concerning the politicians that are selling out to special interests, because it means they're not working for you anymore. Is it fraud? Yeah, of course. We'll get to that in a couple minutes. Is it embezzlement? Of course it is. We'll get to that in a couple minutes. In 2010, more than 150 lawmakers reported earnings from outside investments than from congressional salary, just to prove my point. I'll say it again. In 2010, more than 150 lawmakers, as they call themselves, reported earnings from outside investments rather than from congressional salary. And again, they've been entrusted by the people and for the people to serve them. Read Matthew 24, verse 12. And it seems that in many cases, these politicians fail to understand that, again, government is not an auction, as they sell their souls and the country along with the American people to the highest bidders. What did George Washington say? Few men have the virtue to withstand the higher or the highest bidder. Folks, this is sick. Remember Satan said, if you just bow down and serve me, all this is mine, I'll give it to you. And Jesus said, in the example of Mark 10, he was talking to the rich young ruler who didn't want to give up that which he served as a god, namely riches. And he went away ashamed and sorrowful because he kept all the commandments, but he didn't give his heart to God. And see, the fact of the matter is, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to go into heaven, yet they would rather sell their soul to do the opposite.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you You will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Been talking about profiteers of governing, and these are the ones who got caught. We're going to get to that in just a moment. I'm just highlighting the fact that, friends, these are the politicians that are corrupting our system. These are the politicians that are making and garnering millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars from the American people and the taxpayer. Well, it was their purpose to actually go to serve. We find out that they themselves are serving themselves. And again, listen to what George Washington said. Few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. How is it that they're going in to serve we the people with nothing, and before you know it, they're up there with the ranks of the other millionaires? Again, you have to answer these questions. And again, it's not every one of them, friends, but I don't want to highlight that. And the people that I'm highlighting right now, we know they're as crooked as they can be. We know that they're lawless. We see the lawlessness that they're pushing on the American people. And again, friends, how many? I'm talking about 268 of the 534, and I'm talking about the 90% ratio of the ones that I'm talking about right now, just so you keep it into perspective as to what I'm saying here. And folks, many of these people, like Mitch McConnell, they've been busted, but we never heard of the crimes that they've committed against we the people. See, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Folks, it doesn't line up when we're talking about the fact that they're making $194,400 a year, a majority minority leader, and yet for some reason they're worth $36.5 million today like McConnell, or $3 to $10 million like Harry Reid, or Nancy Pelosi like $26.43 million a year. It doesn't line up. It makes perfect sense to me. And again, friends, I guess they've confirmed what I'm telling you, because in 2010, they found that more than 150 lawmakers, as they call themselves, reported earnings from outside investments than from congressional salary. Outside of what they're getting paid, that's, hey, listen, if they're workaholics, that's great. That's awesome. Well, then I'm high-fiving you. And again, there's nothing wrong with capitalism. I'm all about it. I'm not against wealth. I'm all about it. But the fact of the matter is, they're feeding off the people. And there's no question about it. I shared with you right before the break, how is it that the President of the United States of America, he makes $400,000 a year. He's been there for 7 years, but for some reason his net worth is $7 million. You got to do the math. It doesn't line up, does it? No, it doesn't line up. And again, it does to me when you understand. Cops understand the criminals, friends. They got to, and they have to have an understanding as to who they're dealing with. This stuff is pretty simple for me to see. Now, I want to compare those that are serving the people with those that are supposed to be serving the people, which are not serving the people. But I want you to compare the first and second segment with this segment concerning the average salary of an American soldier. An American soldier that fights, bleeds, and dies to give us the freedoms in which we have today. Okay, they make an average of $23,424 to $88,924 per year. Or what about the average Social Security recipient? Do you know what they make a month? $1,335 per month. An average Social Security recipient today makes an average of $1,335 per month. I've even seen lower numbers, friends. Same thing with the American soldier. Giving you the high end on some of it. How is it that the representatives are now millionaires? Again, friends, giving you the number here, just to keep it in context, 268 of the 534 members. How is it that they're millionaires today? And by the way, folks, others can hide the numbers. There's more than that. The lifelong senators, you know they're there for a reason. I could even go to judges, folks, and give you the numbers there, which is pretty appalling as well. And how many of them are actually qualified to sit on the bench? I mean, this is crazy stuff. Profiteers of governing, and I'm sorry, of governing, few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder, said George Washington. Yet the American people have allowed these Judases to dictate that which is right and that which is wrong when it comes to legislation, in contrast to what has been established through common law. Read Deuteronomy 16:19. Read Exodus 20, God's moral law. And what should be of interest to the American people is the course that our founding forefathers who mutually pledged their lives. Listen carefully. Our founding forefathers who mutually pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors, read John 15:13, in direct contrast to the modern politician who pledges to take the lives and fortunes of others to their own everlasting shame and dishonor. There are many cases where justice was not done concerning corrupt representatives, of course. And it is for the American people to guard with jealous attention the public liberty and to suspect everyone who approaches that jewel, said Sons of Liberty Patrick Henry. And I'm sorry to say that the lawless are winning only by default of the American people. Because again, friends, I am absolutely amazed how far this country has fallen. I'm absolutely amazed. And I'm not an old man, friends. I'm still catching up to the wise. But I'm trying to find the wise. that haven't spoken out against what we see concerning the professed church and the conservatives of the day, friends. It sickens me to the core. And for some reason, they think they can get a bunch of prostitute-licking women like on Fox News, and they want to highlight their legs and their breasts and everything else but what the facts are. Because men would rather be entertained out of their freedoms rather than to stand up and fight for it. They're entertained by watching these women who are about as brainless as they come, that are reading a teleprompter. I just seen one the other day where they put up a new young girl. She's supposed to be a conservative, and everybody's talking about how she's a cutie and how she's going after Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, do you think they're going to put some old grumpy, hard-looking reporter that's willing to tell you the truth up on primetime news? Nope, because it doesn't gather or garner ratings. So therefore, they got to put half-dressed women that will read a teleprompter up there for you to watch rather than listen to. And don't tell me I'm lying, friends, because it's true. And sometimes when you're watching them, you can't help it but notice what they're highlighting. And it's not the news. But see, folks, for some reason or other in America, to believe that just ridiculing and mocking these criminals is enough, or to actually dig in there and find out where the... Hey, folks, don't tell me it's none of my business that they're millionaires. Hey, folks, if that's the case, then why do I have the IRS every year, every single year of my life, scrutinize every jot and tittle concerning my ministry? So it is my business. And it's my business to police those by guarding that jewel called liberty concerning those that are allowed to represent we the people. Where are you getting your wealth? We need to know where you're getting your wealth. And you can bet your bottom dollar, friends, you're going to get excuse after excuse, stonewalling after stonewalling, evading the questions that are asked over and over and over again. They're put up to do a job. They're there to destroy this country, and they're selling their soul in the process. And they're willing to do it. But again, here's the conservative and the professed church believing that ridiculing and mocking these criminals is enough. Or just playing the paper tiger, man. I'm going to call him out for who he is. No, friends, we have to be vigilant. Remember what Patrick Henry said. He said, nothing will preserve liberty but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. One of the most common questions that I've been receiving from radio show listeners is this. How is it that Obama and the Clintons are still out there being exposed for scandal after scandal? Oh, P.S. Bill and Hillary Clinton combined net worth is $125 million. Folks, they're worth a lot more than that. That's what's been actually revealed to the people. Remember she told the American people that her and her husband were broke after they left the White House? Really? Biggest drug dealer in the history of America, and he's broke? Mena, Arkansas? Check out Clinton Chronicles. He's broke? Scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal, and they're broke? Hey, folks, to answer the question, how is it that Obama and the Clintons and these other corrupt representatives are still out there after being exposed for their crimes? I simply answer that these corrupt politicians represent tolerance for criminals in their government. And if it were not so, then why are they still there? If that's not true, then why are they there? Only you can answer that question. Nobody else can answer that question for us. Folks, what I'm going to do on the next segment is I'm going to highlight going from A to Z. I believe yesterday we got to C. I'm going to take you down the road of corruption concerning politicians that have been busted doing exactly what I just called them out for. But see, folks, they were innocent too until proven guilty, right? And that's our system of government. But I'm here to tell you, friends, there's something real fishy going on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of Creation Ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. As promised, profiteers of governing, and these are the ones who got caught. Well, I'm going to highlight the ones that got caught. We ended yesterday, I believe, we were around the G's. You know what? I'll just start with Georgia here. I may have covered it already, but forgive me if we're going to go over it again. It's not tedious for me to share this with you twice, friends. State Senator Charles Walker, he was a Democrat, was convicted of 127 felony charges, 127 felony charges related to various schemes. Walker paid $698,000, he paid for justice, friends, basically to off him of his crimes, $698,047 in restitution and another $200,000 in fine and court fees. He never went to jail. This is turning righteousness and judgment into wormwood. And when you do a study that's in the book of Amos, you'll find that it's justice selling out. They're perverting justice by taking bribes. Local Gwinnett County Commissioner Shirley Lasseter, she's a Republican, no difference, friends, crime is crime, it applies to all of us, law does, resigned and pled guilty to bribery. A commissioner. Bribery. Of course. When the state-controlled media doesn't go after them, friends, you can rest assured they're being protected by the mob, as I call it. They are. I mean, you got to ask yourself, why are these corrupt politicians still in, why are they still incumbent? Why are they still sitting there? Who's protecting them? How come they're not being called out for their crimes against we the people? Because they don't work for you, friends. They do as they're told. Idaho State Senator John McGee, another Republican convicted of sexual harassment. You ready for this one? Illinois, the first state to pass homosexual the sodomites to basically tear down the laws and to make it okay for the homosexuals to have a voice now, too. That all started in Chicago back in the 60s, right? But if you put that up to law, friends, you'll find out that in every state it's a felony, right? But going to make my point, in Illinois, State Representative Keith Famum, a Democrat, he was convicted of, listen to this carefully, see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. He was convicted of distributing child pornography. State Representative from Illinois, Derek Smith, was arrested and convicted of accepting a $7,000 bribe. Wow. Oh, you ready for this, friends? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Remember Rod Blagojevich, the governor? Yeah. How many governors from the state of Illinois have been busted for corruption? How many? Well, I can share with you. Maybe I'll get to that tomorrow, but there was quite a few of them. I'm guessing between 6 and 7 governors have been busted in Chicago for corruption charges.
Yeah, Chicago doesn't have the best reputation.
No. Why is all that killing going on? Well, why aren't they enforcing gun laws? Why do they keep releasing these criminals? Because they make money off of criminals, friends. We talked about that in the past. Profiteers of governors or governing. And these are the ones that got caught. Let's go back to that. That's quite interesting that there's that many corrupt people out there. But there is, friends. There is. And
you know what I thought was a shame?
What?
And I still think is a shame that when you look at how much, you know, the worth is for all these, you know, congressmen and women and so on and so forth, and then you look at the soldiers. And, you know, you see that their average income is so small compared to those who are in Congress. What's so shameful is the fact that here are the men and women who literally lay their lives down on the line.
Of course.
And they are, you know, so
well, the American people
underpaid.
Are led to believe because they got the eye off the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of magnifying honor through our veterans in the natural, they honor the politician.
Yeah, when you think about it, this should be completely switched around.
They treat politicians like rock stars
in
this country, and they forsake their own veterans.
That's
and
right.
It sickens
and you
me.
Look at the veterans who are literally laying down their lives and they're being paid so minuscule, so minute to compare to these congressmen, men and women who, you know, they can sit on their high hill, I mean, literally, and do what they do and be corrupt in so many cases, and yet they're enjoying the freedom that these men and women who have laid down their lives for them to have, who hardly get paid a thing to do it.
Just asking, friends, during the first, second, third segment, how are they making all their money? Just exposing those that have been caught. And I'm not saying everyone's guilty, but there's a long list of criminals here, friends. Going back to Illinois, Alderman of Chicago, Sandy Jackson, she was a Democrat, pled guilty to one count of filing false tax returns. Comptroller and Treasurer of Dixon, Rita Crundwell, Democrat, was sentenced to 19 years and 7 months in prison for, guess what? Fraud. Chicago City Council member Isaac Carruthers, Democrat, another Democrat, it doesn't matter, friends. Crime is crime, and it applies to all of us concerning the law, convicted of corruption. Indiana Secretary of State Charlie White, a Republican, was convicted of 6 of 7 felony charges, including perjury. He was a liar, he was a thief, and voter fraud. So I'm putting 2 and 2 together here for you, friends. I'm putting a puzzle together for you. Iowa State Senator Kent Sorensen, he was another Republican. He was a good guy. This was one of those guys that the conservatives were high-fiving, man. He pled guilty to one count of falsely reporting expenditures and one count of obstruction of justice. See, the law doesn't apply to them, they think, because the American people have failed to be the law. They're only doing what you're letting them get away with. Let's go to Louisiana. State Representative Gerard Jackson III. Another Democrat convicted of tax evasion. New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin. He was a Democrat. This was recently, folks. He was found guilty on 20 counts of bribery and was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison. Mayor of New Roads, Thomas Nelson, Tommy they called him, Democrat again, was convicted of racketeering. Wow. By the way, racketeering is when organized groups run illegal businesses. That's why you call them the mob. Maine State Representative David R. Burns, another good guy, Republican. Burns resigned his seat and pled guilty to misdemeanor forgery and theft charges and was only sentenced to 6 months. How do you think that would apply to me or you? Us little peasants, friends. I'm being facetious. Going back to Maine State Representative Frederick White, another good guy. Republican pled guilty to a concealed weapons charge and resigned his position. Well, that's all he had to do is quit, Steph. Wow.
Like so many of them.
Just quit being a bad guy.
Just resign and then you don't have to hear any more about it.
You know what? And maybe if we just let you off, then you'll shut up, right, about the other corruption that you see going on behind the scenes. And I'll tell you what, this administration has taken the time to make sure whistleblowers have their mouths shut. I'm sure we've all seen that. Folks, it's all line upon line, precept upon precept. You've already seen this manifest. It's sick. I'll take you through one more state, Maryland. Prince George's County Executive Jack B. Johnson. Whoa. Democrat on May 17th, Johnson pleaded guilty to extortion and witness and evidence tampering. Folks, you know what? Another question is, how many people are innocent that are actually in jail today to turn this whole thing up on its head for telling the truth, for doing the right thing? We have to put that into perspective, too. On December 6th, Johnson was sentenced to 7 years and 3 months in Butner Federal Prison in North Carolina. He was also fined $100,000. Prince George's County Councilor Leslie Johnson, another Democrat, was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in prison for political corruption. Mayor of Baltimore Sheila Dixon, another Democrat, was convicted of fraudulent misappropriations and was sentenced to 4 years of probation. That's all. Well, look at the leniency. Wow, isn't that amazing? Hey, folks, you need to open your eyes as to what's going on in your country. Because those that are called to represent we the people are making out very well for themselves while you lose. I also want you to remember, folks, that during the first, second, and third segment, the politicians that I named, in many cases, are the ones guilty of attacking, perverting, distorting, and violating constitutional law. They have set themselves against God and His law and the constitutional republic in which we have. And we need to stand up and deal with it.
That's right. And please do support this work by going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and sign up to become a son or daughter of liberty today.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you soon in 23. See ya, 1 John 3:18.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.